Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me our gospel reading this morning. Joachim and Anne's house sits on the corner, the only corner of Nazareth's lone street. The stone and stucco walls hold in the heat in the winter and give cool in the summer. On this spring day, the daughter of the house, Mary, goes about her daily routine. She feeds the goats, she milks the cow, she grinds the meal, she bakes the barley bread in an outdoor oven, she sings psalms over her loom. All of the patterns of Mary's life continue in their rhythm. Mid-morning, Mary steps back into the house to start a broth. And in that moment, everything changes. Mary's ordinary life quivers, cracks, and bleeds with strange dread. At the hearth beside the 14-year-old is a beating blur of feathered fire. A visage most holy draws near. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blue flames dance from sacred head. It is El's mighty man, Gabriel, holy messenger, angel most rare. God sends an angel to disrupt Mary's life. The young woman reels with fear. What is this strange greeting? Whence, where, why? Tumbling questions, a racing mind. Before God's messenger, all of Mary's routines and expectations shatter. A baby is coming. He will grow within her without the male spark. His feet will kick her kidneys. Mary is laid bare. What now of Joseph and her marriage? What of their plans? What of her hopes for a comfortable life, a normal life? The long-held patterns of Mary's life fracture, splinter into 1,000 pieces. And Mary is afraid. When God Most High sends an angel into our lives, we are afraid. Tumbling questions, racing minds, disruptions. Ordinary life quivers, cracks, and bleeds with strange dread. Gabriel's wings beat a blur of feathered fire. Things long stuck begin to move. The long-held patterns of our lives fracture, splinter into 1,000 pieces that must be remade. Everything changes. The Presbyterian theologian Peter Leithart has observed that the more we celebrate the sacraments, the more conflict and change we should expect. Surrounded by angels like Gabriel, the Holy One draws near, and his presence shatters routines and expectations. Marriages, says Leithart, marriages that have been simmering suddenly erupt. Church rivalries hidden beneath bulletins and gentility explode. Gabriel, El's mighty man, shocks hypocrisies and eases truces with sin. All is brought to the open to be dealt with. The wind of the Spirit brings holy change. Right now, we are in such a season of change at St. Stephen's. We've been going about our church routines, feeding the goats, milking the cows, paying the bills, grinding the meal, serving at the altar. We've gotten used to certain patterns of people, certain volunteering, certain kinds and amounts of money. And some of these rhythms are good and noble, holy even. But others are quick fixes for long-term problems. Unhealthy stories and habits covered with pious talk. And then we step back in the house to start a broth. and life at St. Stephen's changes. The hearth beside us is a beating blur of feathered fire. A visage most holy draws near. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blue flames dance from sacred head. It is El's mighty man, Gabriel, holy messenger, angel most rare. And God sends a messenger to disrupt our life together. And as Mary, we reel with fear. We've gotten used to things going a certain way. But now what of our plans? What of our hopes? But in this moment, Mary is laid bare. We are laid bare. The triune God is changing things. And we are afraid. And yet, the Spirit of God speaks hope to Mary through the angel. The same words that throw her into fear are the same words that take away that fear. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Gabriel's words expand and explode with hope. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace with God. God with us, God with you, Emmanuel, he will grow in your womb. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you. Nothing is impossible with God. And the Holy Spirit calls an answer from Mary in the midst of the disorienting change in her life. I am the servant of the Lord, she says. Let it be to me according to your word. Sisters and brothers, Mary is the first of us. She is Israel, she is church, she is daughter Zion, she is God-bearer, she is the mother of us all. God's words to her are God's words to us. And so this morning, as the Spirit of God speaks hope to Mary through the angel, the Spirit of God speaks hope to us through the same angel. The same words that throw us into fear are the same words that take away our fear. Hail Mary, full of grace. Hail St. Stephen's, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Gabriel's words expand and explode with hope. Do not be afraid, St. Stephen's, for you have found grace with God. God with us. God with you, Emmanuel, grows in your womb. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and nothing is impossible with God. Are you and I afraid for our church? Are we worried as our routines get thrown out of place? Are we fretting about people coming and going, about funerals like the one we had a few days ago, one of the founding members, one of the pillars of our church? Are you worried about the effects of COVID upon membership? Nothing is impossible with God. Hail St. Stephen's, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Even now, the Holy Spirit calls an answer from us in the midst of the disorienting changes in our life together. I am the servant of the Lord, we say. Let it be to me according to your word. And so, sisters and brothers, enter into Mary's trust. Emmanuel grows in our womb. Jesus is here. God is with us. And in this season of Lent, in this season of testing, do not be afraid, for nothing is impossible with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.